Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Yeah, we're done.
We are done. You got to go home to your,
yeah, absolutely.
To your dogs you don't like. You hate. Actually, so much so that you said you don't want them anymore in your life.
No, that's...
You hate them. You choose Georgie. Your dogs, they mean nothing to you.
That's not true. I just got frustrated because... You'll hear why, but it was just a long morning, and just they ruined their excitement being dogs. Well, they are very beautiful, and like we love them for when they greet you. Wrong timing.
Normally the person who brings out a lot of emotions is more myself.
Mm.
My reaction scale is 0 to 100 in less than a second.
Yeah.
You hit that scale with the dogs today, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, all right. That's fair. Quite a lot of emotion, plus... Fun time. We're in a hunt today.
Oh, we did too. Yeah. I was like, did we?
Whole show we went on a hunt. We even got listeners to help us.
Well done. Yeah, big thank you to Stacey. You'll see what happened there. Also, found out how expensive it is to go to school in Geelong.
So good. I reckon this is my favourite game of the hot seat that we have done.
Oh, mental stuff.
This is unbelievable.
God.
I know it can be expensive, but... Ooh.
But that's expensive.
Some of these, the price tag on them. Surely they can't do that. That shouldn't be legal.
You'll be just as shocked as us, plus plenty more coming up on the podcast right now. Herbie, I'm so angry at my dogs today.
You love your dogs.
I know, love them. Greta and Sully, two staffies, right? They just follow me around the house everywhere.
Yep.
Anyway, so what happens in the morning is Kat has a yoga class. And so she'll go there and I'm in charge of Georgie.
Yeah.
Now, Kat leaves and goes, I've just put Georgie down. She'll be fine. She self-settles now. You don't have to worry about a thing. I just have to sit there watching the monitor, right?
Easy job. And you say you have it tough.
So, and like the way I put it is like Kat's a professional athlete in this terms of parenting. You know,
yes.
She does it full time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a casual guy.
Yep.
You know, I come in, you know,
pop
I'm part-timer.
You exactly.
Know? Maybe I'll play a Saturday game every now and then.
You're casual.
Probably running the water, to be honest. Anyway, so she leaves. As soon as she left... Bang, Georgie's awake. And I had to go and try and settle her down to so she could have her morning nap. Because if she doesn't have the morning nap, stuff's up the rest of the day, whatever.
Routine.
God, so I'm in there, I'm in the room, it's all blacked out, I've closed the blinds, the dogs are outside. I've got Georgie, I'm like rocking her to sleep. Because the self-settling's not working, I'm just doing it my way, whatever. Finally falls asleep, put her down, starts crying. I'm like, oh, God, back up again. Start the process again. And then every time you start, you got to go again. It takes forever. Anyway, so I finally get to the third time, and I'm like, this has to work.
You need your time.
I need a break from this. There's no way I can be a full-time parent. There's no
just
way.
Just casual.
Anyway, so... Finally get her down. But like I'm doing it so slow. It's just so slow. Put her down. Bang. She starts to move. I'm like freaking out a little bit. It's okay. She stays. So I stood there for about 4 minutes because I didn't I just wanted to make sure that she's asleep.
She's out, yeah.
Then I'm moving out of the room so slowly. Like if you know when those documentaries where you see the sloths move.
Oh yeah.
And like the arm's so exaggerated, but it takes forever.
You're slow-mo. Yeah.
I'm not even joking you. It took me 3 minutes to get from her crib to the door just so she doesn't wake because I'm like, I need to have a shower and get ready because I've got to go to work.
The silent parent walk.
So I'm just, and my tongue, because you know when you concentrate and you put your tongue out?
Yeah.
I've literally got that out.
It's out. You're drooling now. Okay.
Thought, like my feet are sticking to the mat, so I'm making noise. Anyway, get to the door. I'm like, all right. Okay, this is the easiest part. Just going to slowly open the door and then I'll be fine. Open the door, dogs are sitting there, and I'm just like, shh. But when Sully hasn't seen someone in a while, and it's been like half an hour, he gets super excited. So he lets out this big, bang, Georgie starts crying. Oh, I was just like, what's the point?
What's the point? So the dogs are out?
I'm out.
Coming home from 3 p.m, Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Welcoming into the studio, Louis Zacca from the newsroom. Hello.
Thank you for the pump-up music as I was coming in. That was good.
Yeah. Feeling revved today. Yeah. Come on, Louis.
Did a couple of laps of the steps up and down and then you ran in. Well done.
Looking good today. It's good, as usual.
What is he not looking good?
I know.
That's the other thing.
On the weekend.
Oh, really? Okay.
See, I'm vice versa, you know?
No?
Oh, brilliant. You're in here for Cheap Tuesday, so a bit of a movie fan. You play a quote or something from a movie. We've got to work out what the movie is.
Yep. You've done really well the last couple of weeks, so I thought I'd just turn up the difficulty setting a little.
Okay.
The clue's going to help you out. So Steven Spielberg signed a deal with Netflix.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, he'll be providing exclusive content to the streaming service. So
that's huge. Well done.
Yeah. That's a huge deal, yeah.
The three movies are all Spielberg movies.
Okay.
Okay.
You know he's Drew Barrymore's godfather?
Really?
Fun fact. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's why she made E.T. then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Half a bonus point for that.
All right. Thank
you. Here we go. First one, here we go.
Take this. Wave it at anything that slithers.
Oh, thank God, it's all blazes slithering.
Sounds like snakes in there.
Snakes on a plane? Is that?
No, it feels like more Indiana.
Mummy.
No, it's not the mummy. Okay. Surely not. Okay. It feels like Indiana Jones.
Is it?
And the temple. No, it's the Crusade one.
I think that Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
We'll do that. Well, first one. Yeah.
Josh, go you. So good.
Right at the end where he's chucked in the pit.
Yeah. I hate snakes.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay, next one.
Sam, stop fiddling with that thing and come in here and eat your dinner.
Oh, it's older.
Sounds a bit like Brady Bunch for me, but I know he didn't do that. Unless did he do the
I would be very, very impressed if you get this.
Okay.
Okay.
Play it one more time.
Sam, stop fiddling with that thing and come in here and eat your dinner.
How old are we talking, Louis?
Fair way back.
50s?
No.
No.
Well.
Okay, it's adult.
I don't know.
Wizard of Oz? That's old.
No.
No?
No, no idea. What is it?
Back to the Future.
Oh.
When Marty goes back and, yeah.
Oh.
Shattered.
That's a good flick.
That's a good grab.
Great.
From that. I wouldn't have got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well done.
All right, here we go.
That's a fascinating little gadget. It's going to replace CDs soon, so I'll have to buy the White Album again.
Mm. So it sounds like Tommy Lee Jones.
Mm. Oh, good one. Good gosh, pick. You're good.
Is that Men in Black?
Correct.
Josh! I'm shocked.
That was very well done.
He's elite. Thank you.
Definitely didn't get the second one, though. Shattered.
Yeah.
Well, we're going three from three, so just kicking goals.
Well, we got about half a point, remember, for the fun fact.
Oh, there you go, 2.5.
That's best
for Louis Zacker from the newsroom, thank you so much for coming in. Coming home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. A lady has taken to Reddit, Josh, to get the internet's opinion on something that happened to her.
Where better to go?
I know. It's the front page of the internet. Everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
So this mum, she was left a little bit bemused but also quite angry because she went to a shopping centre and when she came out, she went to her car and there was a note on the car.
Yeah.
Now, this note wasn't because she's been hit, but it said, "Please do not park here. This is parents parking only. You do not underline have kids!" Exclamation mark.
How does she know that they don't have kids?
This is the thing. How does she know? And so the note goes on and on. Like, it's not a short note. For me, just short and sharp if you're putting one on a car.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's gone on and on. And so the mum's said to Reddit, "Sorry, am I in the wrong?
Yeah.
Just because my kids were not in the car and I don't have car seats." And she even said, "And because I didn't have those children stickers on the back of my car."
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't have kids.
But then I think it is for people that have... like
car
cramps
seats.
And stuff.
But
like,
maybe, yeah.
Because it's the bulky thing. Like, we park wherever, but it's handy when, because there's a bit more space there and you can move around and take the pram out and get the kids out.
So you're on the side of the note putterer?
Well, depends how many. Like, I feel like if it's an empty car park, then yeah, park there because it's closest to the thingo.
Mm.
It's not like a disabled park where anyone could rock up at any time.
You won't get fined and you're not, it's not illegal to park in a parent's parking.
No, you're just taking advantage. But you know, don't come off high and mighty and say, "Well, my kids are now 20, but I still have children."
See, I think she's fine, and the note for me is a little bit too much.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah. Have you ever left a note on a car? But say now you are a parent in this situation, and you down the future have now got three kids under four. You've got prams, A lot of running around.
And no one will know that it came from me?
No.
Yeah, I'll leave a note.
Of course you can.
I'll be like, did someone leave a note on there?
Who did that? No, you're fine.
I would have. That's too much.
Well, I want to throw this out there. 52232955. Have you left a note on a car or have you received a note?
The passive aggressive ones.
Yeah. Like, where do you sit on this argument? Are you with the lady who's received it or are you against it?
To be fair, she didn't park in the right spot, but...
She's got kids.
Yeah, they're 40.
She doesn't say they're 40, she just says she's got kids.
52232955, did you leave a note or was a note left for you? Asking the question, have you left a note on a car or did someone leave one for you, Herbs?
After a lady, she came out of the shops, there was a note on the car because she was in a parent parking. And the lady said, you aren't a parent, you can't park here. Just because she didn't have car seats in the car, even though she does have kids.
Yeah, but it's got the pram on the on the actual logo.
We've got Patrick from Leopold. Have you ever left a note or have you received one?
I had one left on my car when I was out working with Lara.
Yeah.
I walked out to my car and it said, oh, we've just noticed your tyres are bald and you should get them changed.
Oh, well, that's a handy one.
That's a little community service announcement.
So obviously pretty bad if someone's leaving a note. Did you get them changed?
Yes, I did get them changed a couple of days later.
Yeah,
were pretty bad.
So you're thankful for the note?
Yes, it was handy.
Yeah, whoever left the note, thank you on Patrick's behalf. We've also got my mum's been listening and she's called through. Hi, Mum.
Hi, Matt.
Now, Mum, do you recall... I was a bit younger, but there was a time where you were walking back, I'm guessing, from Woolworths, and you were crossing where Bentley's footy club is, and a car didn't give way to you. So you got quite angry at that car because they should give way to pedestrians, came home, and you went back to that car, and you left a note on the car.
I downloaded the rules, the road rules, because he actually told me off for walking in front of me. I said, you've got to give way to him. We're turning into the street. I've got right away. And he had kids in the car, so I downloaded it, printed it out for him and put it on his windscreen, just so he'd know for a future reference.
That's brilliant. How good is that?
Was it needed, Mum?
I knew that I know my bylaws, yes, because he should know, because he was a knob, and if his kid's crossing the road one day and someone tries to run them over, they'll know the road rules too now.
And the way you say it, it sounded like it was a quick process too. Like you knew where to get the rules from.
Oh, yeah. I knew the, I think it's section 5 or 32. Yep. Good. Road traffic authority.
It doesn't sound like that's the only time it's happened. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Driving home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie, I was saying that there's a list of schools released from around Geelong on the Surf Coast and how much it costs to go there.
Mm-hmm.
These are senior schools, private schools.
Because I do know it's Geelong Grammar. That's... really expensive one, isn't it?
So the most expensive school in the state and now the second most expensive school in the country.
Oh, my golly goodness.
That's a lot.
I mean, what are you really getting a bit more of compared to
others? If you go there, it's like you're in a castle.
Okay.
I went there for the footy the other day. Remember, they stole my backpack.
Why do they need a backpack?
They don't need one.
They got a
kids there don't need backpacks.
They can pay for a new one.
Incredible stuff. So I want to put you to the test because I'm not just going to tell you how much the school costs.
Okay.
We are jumping on to the K-Rock hot seat.
Okay. Herbie and Josh's hot seat. Hot.
All right, Herbs. Like always, four options. You have to choose the correct one. See how you go.
Okay.
We're going to start with the most expensive school in Geelong and the Surf Coast region.
Okay.
Grammar. Can you picture what that school looks like? Or
I can't picture what it looks like, but I know it's just so expensive.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's nearly on the same level as a school you went to in Melbourne.
Settle
that's
down.
Why you can relate to them. You go, my bros. I get that. Well, I go, could never think of that.
Oh, God. Is it A, $72,000?
Is this a year?
Yep. Oh. So this is the most expensive fee that you can get.
Yeah, okay.
$72,040. A. B is $73,020. 73,195 for a school year as a boarder in year 12, or $74,020.
My giddy aunt, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, so that's if you're boarding at the school and you're in the in
you'd expect
12,
a lot from 11. Your kid. You'd expect them to be getting a Nobel Peace Prize by the time they complete it.
They're curing cancer.
They're doing something. Yeah. If not, what a waste of money. I'm going to lock in... I'm going to go with C.
Going with C, 73,195. No.
Oh.
$72,040. Still a lot of money.
Still a lot. Oh, that's a lot of... That's a salary. That's more than a salary, actually.
All right, going to the next one. Sacred Heart Girls College. You might have seen this one in Newtown.
Yep. All girls. I went to an all-girls school. Can relate.
Can relate. Is it A, $6,500?
Yep.
B, $7,900?
Yep.
C, $8,050? Or D, $9,300?
Sacred Heart, do you know that how many girls are going there? Would you say around 1,000?
I'd say there'd be a lot. It's opposite Geelong College in Newtown
okay.
there.
Okay. They're going to be... Okay. I don't want to go with C again.
So this is the cost for a year 12 student?
Do you know what? I am going to go with C again. $8,050? Yep.
No.
Oh.
That was B.
$7,900.
Yeah.
Oh, close.
Not bad, though. You're getting closer and closer, as we get there. All right.
I mean, that's more reasonable. My kids could be looking at that more. Not yet, though.
Potentially not yet, no. You still have to save up a bit.
And have kids.
Yeah, that's the other thing. All right, let's go across to the next one. We're just crossing the road, actually, going to Geelong College.
Okay.
Going to the senior campus there.
Yep.
Beautiful school grounds if you ever go past it.
I have friends who went there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You had friends that went there.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're having to go at me for being the rich one. Okay. Interesting.
Sorry, you again are on Geelong grammar level.
Oh,
let's recall.
You idiot. All righty. Is it $45,222?
Hang on a second. I wasn't expecting that.
Is it $48,444? Is it $51,666? Or $54,888?
What are they doing with this money?
The parents.
I get
not
it.
Too much of it.
No, I get it now when your parents go like, make sure you try hard at school, we're paying for it. Yeah. That's redonkus.
That's a lot of money.
Gosh, so my parents didn't love me. I can tell you that.
Year 11, 12 boarders. That's the cost of this school.
Okay. I think it is, I'm going to go with a flat rate of 45,000. That's A. 45,000 to go.
Didn't want to stick with C, you should have.
51.
Yeah, $54,888 for a year 12 that is boarding at Geelong College.
That's a lot.
I know.
Start saving up now. I wouldn't have more kids either, Josh. Stop with Georgie.
It's just only fair, isn't it?
Driving home from 3 PM. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah for no.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, yeah for yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
No, you've just already run it. It's nah, yeah.
Okay.
It's not yep, yep, yep. Nah, nah, nah.
All right. Yeah, nah, nah, yeah.
All right, getting a song stuck in your head.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I'm prone to this.
Does it happen all the time?
All the time. I don't even know where they come from. It's like my walking jukebox. They just pop on in there and then I'm stuck with it and then I sing them out loud, which you've noticed around the office.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
They're in other people's heads.
That's right. Do you have a tactic to get rid of it or... That's maybe if you're supposed to sing the last bit of the song.
Oh, no.
The end of the
but
song.
But no one knows the last bit. That's why it's in your head.
Yeah, exactly right. So they reckon that if you get a song stuck in your head, you're 6 times more likely to have a poor quality sleep.
Really?
Yeah, because you've been earwormed. And then they reckon the point is that you probably shouldn't listen to music before bed.
I don't know about that. Because like,
but
if you listen to a podcast, are you then thinking, because I might listen to like a true crime one.
Mm.
Are you then thinking about that in your sleep? Is it audio or is it just...
Could be anything really. But this one's just about music.
All right. Well, don't listen to K-Rock after at bedtime.
Well, that's right. You'll be listening to Ozmade. Streaking.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
It's a tricky one.
I'm in two minds because it can bring a lot of joy to people's lives.
You want to do it?
I want to say, nah, yeah.
Really?
Only because I know at like a local, say local sporting event, someone does it, lots of gags. Big sporting event, you're ruining the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, so true.
Where do you have you streaked?
Nah. I like people said, oh, we'll pay the fine. And I said, no, I don't want to get one banned from the AFL for
big rig out?
No, just take two. Well, you know, it's too cold at the moment too. But anyway, football fans have talked about the fact because the Euros are on at the moment.
Yeah.
So the high-profile football fans are encouraging their teams by saying if they win, like say Italy, if you win, I'm going to get naked for it.
Oh.
And so whether or not
streak away.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're sort of saying.
Might have to join the party.
If Saints win, you're in no danger. Having a high pain threshold.
Yeah.
I hate when something small happens. Like some of my girlfriends, oh my gosh.
So you don't get hurt easily? Like
no. Even my parents will back me up on that. Yeah.
Rough and tumble.
Just more, you know, like I had a friend who spent more time in the sick bay because she was always, something had injured her, like a little graze, oh, my arm's going to be cut off. No, it's not.
I used to go to the sick bay for a nap because they had beds. I'll get a migraine today. Especially if I didn't do my homework.
Oh, like, Josh is off again.
Yeah, see,
he gets a lot of migraines.
Driving out from 3pm, Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, I know you're a fan of sourdough because we've spoken about our love of a freshly baked sourdough.
Yeah, it's so good. And then just a bit of butter. That's all you need.
A bit of butter. And especially coming into these winter months and cold nights, a bit of soup with that bread.
Oh, well, especially because the first day you have it fresh. I'm always a believer
fresh
in that.
Man,
but 100%. Then like after, when it's toasted, it's so gooey on the like inside.
Oh, it is. It's
just,
great.
It's just, oh.
How do you feel about other breads? Do you go to a stock standard, you know, sourdough? Do you delve ever into maybe like a raisin toast?
Raisin toast, you know, I wasn't a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, can't buy it because we smash that.
It's a game changer.
Butter, isn't it?
Hot cross bun in a loaf.
It is. It really is. And sometimes delicious. They've just got sugar on the outside too. Yeah. It's like, oh, God.
Growing up, were you a Vegemite and butter on toast?
Yeah.
Yeah, white bread, obviously.
Yeah, white bread. Yeah. I mean, I tried the multigrain for a while, but like, I'm just going to enjoy it. Like,
exactly.
The difference, the health benefits between the two aren't that great.
If you're having it, you're having it, yeah. You know? What about, were you a muffin man, English muffin?
Not really. Like, they're all right.
More a crumpet guy.
No. No, I hate crumpets.
Really?
I just feel like they just defeat the purpose.
Oh,
it's like
I
this
love
weird
crumpets.
Thing, and then all you put that honey on and the butter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And just like, no.
No, it sinks through. Well, I would lather on so much butter and then put peanut butter, and then you lift it up and the plate I could turn into its own soup.
It was so gross.
You
can see
it
through the table. The
That's why I was excited when they had crumpet toast.
Yeah, I remember that.
You might enjoy that, though, because it's not as crumpety. And it's more in a loaf.
Potentially. I mean, I haven't forgiven the crumpet world yet, you know. I'm just too many bad meals.
Well, maybe I can tempt you, Josh, because this is very exciting. This is big news in the bread world. And actually...
Biggest news since the sliced bread.
I think we might need help with this news because Tip Top has just launched a cinnamon donut loaf.
That sounds delightful.
It does. And it looks like it's got cinnamon and sugar all around the loaf. It's golden. It's delicious.
How's that going to taste?
Delicious.
No, I know. But like, I'm just trying, like a raisiny toast type of.
It's going to be doughy. In the description, it says it's doughy and delicious. So, I mean, what
more
do you
need?
I mean,
what else? Well, yeah.
There's one problem though, because I want to try it.
Yeah.
And I looked up where they're selling it. It's only just launched at Woolworths for $5 each.
Okay.
Now, we only have a Coles beneath us.
Yeah, at Westfield here.
Yeah. So we can't actually get a loaf of this until it's too late. Like, it's old news by the time I get home. I want to try it now because I'm reading it now. So I've got an idea because I know you like your bread too.
Who doesn't?
We need help. This is where you guys come in. Anyone listening, anyone out there, that can get their hands on one of these loaves, the cinnamon donut loaf.
Today, right now.
Today, right now, bring it to the studios. We're on Moorabool Street, level one, and we will trade you. What have I got in my hot hands?
It's Geelong Cats socks, is it?
Happy socks, that's right.
They look good too.
Yeah, have a look at
these. Obviously, I'm not a fan of the Cats.
Tell you what, the Geelong Cats, they're doing well, fine form at the moment. These are some flash looking socks.
Oh, they're worth a bit too.
Worth more than $5, I can tell you that much. You're getting yourself an upgrade just by helping us out with a simple favour. And we'll let you know.
Plus, you can try the, obviously.
Yeah, you try it with us. We'll have a little afternoon tea with you.
Party. So, yeah. All right. So, 52232955. If you can help us, if you can get to Woolies before we finish, which is obviously we got a while.
Yep.
And we'll trade you the socks.
The socks will be all yours. Get in contact via our socials or 52232955. Can you help us out on our cinnamon donut loaf hunt?
Wouldn't that be delightful?
Socks will be all yours. Earlier in the show, Josh, we started a hunt. A hunt to find what has just been dropped by Tip Top. So Tip Top is behind crumpets and bread.
And bread. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
They make bread.
And they have revealed today that they have launched, and this is unbelievable, cinnamon donut flavoured loaf.
Oh, delightful.
Get around that. And you and I wanted to get our hot hands on this hot bread.
We just wanted to try it, mm-hmm. You know, see what it's like.
That's right.
Give our review, let everyone around John on the Surf Coast know, then they can have the option of going to get it.
Precisely. It is being sold at Woolworths. We unfortunately are working right now, so we couldn't get our hands on it, so we asked for your help. And I can tell you that we have been sent through a photo to our Instagram from a lady named Stacey, who's in Geelong West, and she joins us now. Stacey, can you tell us what photo you sent through?
I sent through a picture of cinnamon donut loaf.
Wow. And how is there a lot of them there? Is it
packed? There's only two left.
Oh!
We got a little too excited there, didn't we?
Gosh, what does it look like?
It weirdly looks like a donut on the outside, but it's bread.
Oh, really?
Oh, my giddy aunt. This sounds
I mean, it does look like bread, obviously, because it's in a bread
it's
container.
It's a loaf. Yeah. Far out. So you're at the Packington Street?
The Woolworths on Paco.
All right, cool.
Well, are you happy to bring it to the station here on Moorabool Street?
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, you absolute legend. We've got a pair of socks to switch
right.
you. So.
Geelong Cats happy socks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, we'll see you shortly. Thank you so much for helping us out on our hunt.
See you soon.
Oh, how good is that?
Get the butter ready.
Have we got
spread.
Butter in the fridge? Because if
butter.
We don't, I'll be...
Western Star.
Oh, I love
Only
that.
The best for you, my mate.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. About to try what looks and smells delicious, Herbie.
That's right.
Oh,
Tip Top's brand new, just released cinnamon donut loaf. It's a loaf of bread covered in sugar, cinnamon. It does have, should point out, didn't know this from the outside, some raisins throughout.
Yeah, there's only small ones though.
Small, can't see them.
That's right.
It's not like raisin toast, no way, Jose.
All right.
It smells bloody good
smells
in the studio.
Good. So we'll try it.
Yeah.
I'll try it first. You go first.
Oh, okay.
You try it first, and then I'm just going to eat
yeah.
it while we're going.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh.
You like it?
I like it. Do you know what it is? It's not complete donut, so they've really got that donut loaf mix. I like that with the butter.
I'm disappointed.
No.
Nah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not happy.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. It's not bad. It's not what I was hoping for.
But are you going to go round two?
I reckon the way you toasted it wasn't right.
It's always my fault.
I just went, why? No, do you know why? Because I don't want to believe it's not as good as it was in my head.
It's good. To me, that's great.
We built it up. You built it up. We're all just like, how good is this going to be?
Yeah, and it is good.
I was expecting a donut.
It's not a donut. It's
toast. It's toast. Would I substitute that? You know what? I would rather have raisin toast than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can decide by going to Woolworths yourself. It's $5 for a loaf, and
not,
I'm
not
telling
saying it's
you,
bad. Not saying it's bad.
I like it. But maybe if you toasted it like a toasted sandwich with jam in the middle. Now
yeah,
we're talking.
Well, now we're talking. Now we're ramping things up a bit. You know, where were you before? You said jamming butter. You can check out the story on our Instagram.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh on K Rock 94.5.
955.
This was great news over the weekend, Josh, that Madison Square Gardens had its very first performance in 460 days.
That's huge, isn't it? Because New York was massively hit, weren't they, by COVID?
Oh, they were the biggest, especially at the start. And so they were shut down performances, anything there. Yeah. And then in celebration of over two-thirds of the adults in the US have been vaccinated, Madison Square's cool. decided to put on a little concert. And so 20,000 people got to go and they all had to be vaccinated and wear masks, which was great.
Fine.
But then they were treated to a three-hour set from the Fooies, the Foo Fighters.
Huge. Love that.
Which was great. Like, you don't normally get 3 hours. People, you know,
it's a long time, isn't it?
You're always getting the earlier band.
Yeah, like, that's
I didn't
so true.
Come to see them.
But I'll listen to their songs, yeah.
But I was watching some of their clips on YouTube and their performances, and they brought out a guest during a song and said that this person is their favourite.
Yep.
And they covered a song by Radiohead.
Yeah.
But the lead singer, Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle singing Radiohead.
They brought him out.
I mean, you can hear it's him.
It's him. It's not great.
No, see, like if you brought him out to do a bit of stand-up, brilliant.
But brought him out to sing Radiohead, just so odd. But obviously the fans were loving it because he kept going, you know this bit. And before every line he goes, oh, I love this part. And you're like, Dave, how many lines do you love?
I mean, butchered
he's just
it,
having
though.
A great time. That's the thing, he did.
Doesn't Seven really sound great, does it?
No, well, he's a comedian.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly right.
I don't expect him to be a star, but it did get me thinking about those performances where the act really has missed the mark and they haven't really been at their best, you could say.
Okay.
So I thought to kick it off first, do you remember locally Steph McIntosh?
From Neighbours.
Neighbours, correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Played
Sky.
Sky.
Yeah.
You would, of course. Of course you remember it. Anyway, when she was up and coming, had a song. Remember this performance?
Yes, on the footy show. I remember watching it.
This gives me hope. Put a band behind me and I can sound like that,
To be fair, I don't think she did anything after that.
Where has she been? She dated Nick Riordan and then that was the end of it.
That's bad. I mean, that's her own song.
Gave it a crack too. Well done, Steph. This one, how can we forget Mr. Meatloaf?
God, it was just...
Sounds like
at the time, I mean, I'm thinking maybe I was had a few, but I was like, oh, this is good.
No.
Now I'm like, oh, that is bad.
Surely this one, though, has to top it all. And this one, I don't think at the time anyone was thinking it was an amazing performance. This is Mrs. Fergalicious.
Through the night, met a flag was still there.
It's so bad.
Because she's a good singer.
Supposedly.
But people have gone, yeah, that's really good. You should do that, Ferg.
So guess what? I'm leaving. I'm going to become a singer.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Now, Josh, before Alana Morissette, I actually put a little bit of fear into you about your daughter Georgie and if you're actually putting her in harm's way.
Yep.
Because the door where she sleeps is shut.
Yeah, so either having it open or shut.
Yeah.
And I said it's shut.
I'm happy to put you at ease. You're doing the correct thing.
Okay. What's the big deal whether it's open or shut?
Well, I didn't really know too much about this, but obviously TikTok, very informative platform at
Love
the
it.
Moment. And a pediatric emergency doctor has actually explained this and said by shutting a door in a house, if there's a house fire that's not in that room, obviously, you will reduce the risk of that room.
Oh, catching fire.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if a whole house, say it's in the lounge room, and then the other doors are open, those rooms are more likely to fully burn down. And she's put up, obviously, some photographic evidence with it.
Yeah, okay.
And it does. I'm not going to say it saves you, but,
but
according
better,
to TikTok,
apparently. Yeah,
it helps you.
Okay.
Helps the situation. So Georgie's door's shut. What about yours and Kat's door?
No, it's open.
Open? Really?
Yeah, because the dogs sleep in our room. in the corner, and then we leave it open just in case they need to go to the bathroom at night. So they walk themselves all the way to the front.
Have you always been an open door guy?
No.
Just
I don't
changes.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed. I really don't.
See, I'm shut, 100% yeah. shut that door from a young age. I don't want that open.
Yeah, normally, but it's just us in the house. So I don't really, doesn't yeah, bother I feel me. Or maybe it is shut.
I feel more comfortable. I don't know. I can go to sleep knowing that I'm in my own room. But yeah. when the door's open, it's like, well, right. a party could start. You never know what's going to happen.
I don't really care. You're the sort of person that doesn't put one foot out of the doona. You're like, oh, it's a monster. It's going to get my foot.
I'm sorry. I do have one leg out because I heat up. Although I'm in a share house situation, yeah. I think doors have to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to be shut.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine isn't at the moment. But they have the dog in the room. So maybe it's a
That's
dog
why.
Here.
Yeah, because they let the dogs get outside.
So, I think doors should be always shut. While
yeah.
sleeping.
Yeah.
And there should be a doggy door on that door.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Well, so then you're not disturbing anyone else in the house. You're just leaving it up.
Just hear the flap going.
We'll just put some WD-40 in it and then maybe it won't
Okay,
screech.
Very cool.
I reckon this is an interesting one.
Yeah.
So let's put it up on our Instagram at KROQ.
Open or closed.
Yeah. Vote now and let us know, do you sleep with the door open or closed? What do you think the votes will look like? Do you reckon it will sway one way?
I think it'd be mostly closed because, you know. Why wouldn't it be? Who?
I don't know. Well, now that you've thrown your parents in there and the dogs.
Yeah.
I'm actually...
You know, my parents used to have the door. I mean, I think Dad was scared that I was going to sneak out again. So he was always worried.
See, multiple reasons. I just thought it was a shut thing. But let us know. Go to our Instagram right now at KROQ and vote.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On KROQ 955.